joined in studio today by John Innes, who is, as you all know, director of Ironman. And John, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Declan. Good to be here.
Anything you'd like to tell us?
Mixed news.
Yes, go on.
I have some bad news and I have some good news. So
we'll take the bad news first, if that's okay.
Okay, I probably guess it's coming as no surprise, really, that today we announced the deferral of Ironman 2021. Given all that's going on with the COVID situation in the country, the fact that Ironman, by its nature, tends to bring possibly up to 20,000 spectators, along with competitors. We're looking at 5,000 competitors this year to a town for an event. And we thought about it, we talked about it, we looked at options of other ways we could do it and try and avoid bringing spectators. But you always really one of the greatest events with spectators in it in 2019, even given all that happened that year. So while we've had no luck up until now, we look to the future. All the athletes would have received an email today at just after lunchtime, and it would have gone out live on the internet, on the social media and what have you there since that. Basically, that we've, in partnership with Cork County Council, and again, both groups sat down and talked for weeks about what we would do and what we might do and what we decided to do. And I think it was the right thing for public health safety locally. The fact that we're looking in an event to bring so many people into the town and ask the locals to take them into their houses, we just felt that it's something that wasn't safe to do this year. We don't know where we'll be with COVID in August. It's too soon. So we just felt that, look, the sensible thing, the mature thing to do is take a rain check and reset for 2022. So August the 13th and 14th in 2022, we'll have Iron Kids on the Friday night. We'll have Ironman 70.3 on the Saturday morning. And we'll have the full-blown Ironman 140.6 event on the Sunday as planned originally.
Now, John, this will come as devastating news to lots of people. I suppose, in a way, it was possibility. We all know that, because even I was looking the other night. Would I book a flight to somewhere? I certainly wouldn't have been picking August to book a flight to anywhere or to do anything, you know. But I mean, I'm 30 years in this town, over 30 years in this town, and Ironman, when it occurred in 2019, was probably one of the worst days weatherwise I have ever seen in my life, but one of the most amazing days ever. So this must have been a really tough decision.
It was. We're now I've never been pregnant, but I feel I've been pregnant for over 3 years trying to give birth to an event. The weather beat me the first year, COVID came the second year, and it's still here hanging around. But I think, you know, I'm always an optimist. I look forward to the future and I tend to try and find the positives in things. A lot of people locally would have signed up for the 70.3 event that was to take place this year, and many of them wouldn't have done probably the amount of swimming that they would have liked to have done when they signed up. Yeah. But we've come through a further 6 months of people not being able to use swimming pools and not being able to get in the amount of training that they'd like to get in. So a lot of athletes were getting very nervous, and we were getting a lot of that at Ironman level. We were being messaged on a daily basis. Is it going ahead? If you can't train, it's an event that you can't just turn up in the day. You have to get a lot of hours under the belt, either for the 70.3 and for the full distance. You're looking at, like I always say, for an athlete that's thinking of doing a full distance, there's 3 years there.
Training.
In getting prepared and getting up to the level that you need to be up to compete.
What kind of training does it involve?
An athlete doing a 70.3, an athlete will start at the bottom, I suppose, you know, the very bottom of the rung ladder, of the ladder, I suppose, is the sprint triathlon, where you're looking at a 750 metre swim, you're looking at a 20k cycle, and then a 5k run. An athlete training for that would be training possibly 8 to 10 hours a week.
Right.
You'll be doing 2 swims, 2 bikes, 2 runs, minimum. That's the minimum, you know. Typically, an athlete would be doing more than that. They'd be doing 3 of each, plus gym sessions, and lots of your different types of sessions then for speed work and that kind of thing. So when you hit the button then on an Ironman event, you are looking at committing up to 24 to 30 hours a week at the top end of that. It's a week's work again on top of a week's work. And you're trying to fit that in your own family life, your own work. And you know, while you have a lot of time in your hands recently, you still can't go to the pool, you still can't go to the gym.
The training still wasn't
possible.
You're
very restricted in what you can do.
And John, what about the future? You know, I mean, originally we had it for 3 years. We've actually only had it for 1 year. What happens now?
Well, that's the good news. Ironman actually love you all. And based on what happened in 2019, I think the people you all came out to the event very enthusiastically, I suppose, is the simplest way of putting it. And that was felt, it was fed back by the athletes afterwards, who had an absolutely magical experience. I've seen some of them comparing it to Kona, which is the home of Ironman, you know. Mm-hmm. And the welcome that was felt by the athletes wasn't unnoted by Ironman, you know. It didn't go missed. And it has made you all a very popular town for Ironman. Ironman have always felt very welcome in town. Nobody that they meet in town wants to do anything to put them off coming to town, but what they always feel is that people have gone the extra mile to help them in whatever way they can. We've been looking for a lad with a truck at the last minute. We've been looking for somebody with a forklift. There's always someone you'll ring, and there's always someone will bring you two of them. And it's something that you don't get in bigger venues like Dublin, where you tend to be pushing against the wall all the time with trying to get road closures, trying to get the locals to come on board. Ironmen love you all, and they're happy to be here. So the good news I have today is that while we're announcing the deferral to next year of this year's event, we're announcing a new contract with Cork County Council for 3 years. So that takes us up to 2024. So next year, the year after, in 2024. So
that's brilliant.
The 3 years that we originally had are in the bin at this stage, unfortunately, but we're looking forward to it. And again, I mean, it's until we tell Ironman that we don't want them coming to you all, they're going to want to keep coming here. You know?
That's absolutely brilliant news, because as I say, it was one of the best days ever. I actually remember the day so well. I went home and changed every stitch of clothing 3 times.
Yeah, everybody, three times. Yeah.
You know, it was like having a live Olympic event.
I was out for the swim. 5 o'clock we went out, which didn't happen, obviously. Yeah.
Oh, it was some morning. I remember it was quite windy out on the beach, but there wasn't any rain. And I rang one of the guys on the bike course. He was over in Garryvaugh. And I said, "What's it doing over there?" And he said, "There's no wind, but it's chucking down rain by the bucket load." And I went, "Oh, God, it's only like what they're getting there. We're going to have here in 20 minutes time."
Jeez,
kind of
some
thing.
Some rain, so I'll never forget.
It wasn't going to get better. Oh, listen, I mean, you know, an Ironman event is tough, but the people who went out on the bikes that morning to complete and compete in what they did.
I know.
It was nearly inhuman sending them out there.
But Windmill Hill was brilliant. We spent a lot of time in Windmill Hill.
Yeah,
I think that was
the best. It's one of those iconic venues. Every race has its own little, if you want, a little kind of a niche to it, and Windmill Hill is what makes you all so brilliant with the athletes.
Cork County Council, in fairness, have really got behind this, haven't they?
Since the very first time I sat them down and showed them a video of an Ironman event, they've been 110% behind it.
Yeah,
and credit to them. They've put an awful lot of effort and energy into the routes, getting the routes ready for us. I mean, we've got a super bike route now that, if you looked at it 3 years ago, the roads weren't all that great over in a lot of those areas. They've done that work. They've been behind the event as a whole, as the main sponsor, right since the very, very start. And look, if it was a commercial body that was the partner here, we mightn't have had the maturity to make the call that was made today. I think it was the right thing to do, to be fair. I think it was a sensible thing to do.
And
in everybody's interest.
Fair, I think everybody kind of knows
they know.
And I think everyone was kind of expecting it.
Yep.
There was a bit of a talk of an All-Ireland event, maybe.
It was one of the things we looked at and talked, and we kicked it around as an idea that we would close it to outside athletes and just make it an Irish event only. You're still talking about bringing a huge number of people into the town from clubs in the north of Ireland right down through the country.
Might have had the same buzz, though.
It would have lacked the atmosphere. It would have lacked the atmosphere. We've got some great ideas for next year to add on top of the event. So you'll have the three races. You'll have the kids on Friday night, which really brings a family aspect to the thing. Then you'll have the 70.3 on Saturday, and you'll have the full on Sunday. That ensures the long term from a marketing, from a tourism point of view, because if you've got somebody in the States or in Australia, it doesn't really justify one member of a family travelling to Ireland to race. But if you've got two in the house that can race, that's where the second event really makes it possible.
I think it's a great idea to do kind of a couple of things.
And we're looking at some of the businesses have been in touch down through the months, and they've offered to kind of come forward with ideas, like, you know, getting behind a parade of nations maybe on the Thursday night to kick the ball off on Thursday night. Yeah. And we're looking at that, and we'll be talking to the businesses later on about that.
John, what about if I had booked in for this year? What happens?
Great question. Okay. Automatic deferral to next year event, cut and paste for what you had, like for like, is option one. All the athletes who got their email today will have full details of this, and they'll be taken to it. There's an FAQ link as well on the end of their information. It takes them off to all of the details of what they can and what they can't, what they need to do. They do need to accept the deferral, so they need to actually go in, and there's an action has to be taken there to say that yes, I accept this. They can defer to another event, one of the other events further down. So if they're in the 70.3 this year, they can defer to the full event next year or to the following year. So they can jump over and back between the Irish events. It's Irish events only at the moment.
I know it's been a tough decision for you. What about your staff? What about people involved with you?
it's tough for them as well, because like the guys who I work with in Ironman, it's their job, it's their full-time job putting on events. They deal with other events as well outside of Ironman. The Great Dublin Bike Ride is one of them there that comes to mind. The Rock and Roll Marathon Series that happens in Dublin and in some of the other cities. So they're involved in all of that. They have got other stuff to do. In the UK at the moment, Ironman Bolton is going ahead. The 70.3 in Staffordshire has been pushed back a month into late June to, again, allow for COVID, mm-hmm. kind of the vaccination program there to take hold and to give them the breathing space there. Wales is September the 6th, so hope is that will go ahead, yeah. 100%. So they're going to be working away on those events. And, like, it's not fold it up and put it away till next year. I mean, already we've been having conversations since January, in actual fact. The planning has been going into the event in 2022. So that's all in the mill at the moment. I would also say that, like, a message I'd love to get to the local businesses is that I've been out on the bike course the last few Saturdays, and it's been very obvious that there's quite a few. When we were limited to inside county only travel, one Saturday morning there, I passed swarms of bikes from Cork Tri Club, from Kinsale Tri Club, from Blackwater Tri Club, out there training on the Ironman course. And this is May, like that was April. So, you know, that's going to continue throughout this summer. And I'd be very surprised if you don't see anybody on the beach having a go on the day that was meant to be Ironman Day.
Yeah.
And I know the local club are talking about having a go as well one of the days. And so there will be quite a lot of stuff going on.
Do you know what I like about it? A lot of local people took part in it. People that would never, ever have thought of doing something like that only for a KMTL. That's brilliant.
And as well as that, is the 70.3 opened the door to even more. You know, people who thought that a full distance Ironman is way beyond their reach. Like, you could conceivably train for a 70.3 in 6 months if you had a reasonable level of fitness.
Is there an option for three people to take part in the one event?
In the 70.3, there is. Yeah, there is a relay. And we actually sold out the relay team slots. Yeah. That went to that, and there's quite a few people from Yall.
Yeah, I think my brother was interested in that.
Why, Liz, were you in training? You were?
yeah, definitely.
In the full, there's no relays allowed. It's all or nothing,
I do the whole lot.
yeah, we often get asked about the full. Can you put in a relay team into the full? And no,
but
you
can't. But it's good that you can in the 70.3. Like, I mean, it's kind of a bit of a crack. Like, you could do the cycling, Declan. I could do the swimming. And Yvonne could do the running.
Absolutely. It'd be lovely. Really, really good.
Happy to have you.
Yeah, we could start next year and we'd finish by the third year, you know. Anything else you'd like to add, John?
I suppose in capacity as the local chairman of the local tri club, I just add that our own Moby Dick event in September the 18th is the date that is penciled in for. That's at the moment 100% going ahead.
Good.
That's going to bring about 500 athletes to the town for that, possibly for that weekend, because everybody's going to want to go away for a weekend.
Yeah,
that's what they're going to do. So the door isn't closed on events. Like, quite a lot of the triathlon events that were scheduled to happen around this time of the year normally have moved back to later in the year. So they've all kind of gone behind the 1st of August. So the back end of the year is going to be quite busy for triathletes all over the country. And I think you'll see an awful lot of people, as I say, throughout the summer here for weekends just to train on the Ironman course.
There's a lot to look forward to, isn't there? We're coming to the end of everything, so things will start going ahead.
Sport Ireland yesterday told Triathlon Ireland that numbers at events can increase and they're going to come in line with Northern Ireland, which is at the moment 500. Yeah. So we're looking at that happening in June. That makes an awful lot more of the local club events around the country viable, and that means that they will go ahead. They'll probably all, what will probably happen is you'll be spoiled for choice on any weekend. There'll be three or four triathlons all within an hour's drive of everybody's home. But like, it's going to get busy for the summer, and I think around town you will see an awful lot of people coming to town. Assuming everything does open up, you'll see a lot of foreigners starting to make their way around as well to have a go at the courses and see what's
true.
I live off Windmill Hill, and certainly you see guys going up Windmill Hill at the moment on bikes, and I presume they're not doing it for the fun of it.
Nobody goes up there for the fun of it.
Nobody does go up there for the fun of it. Anything else, Liz?
No, that's it. You have anything else you'd like to say, John?
No, just thank you for your time.
No bother at all. We're delighted to have you, and thanks for taking your time to come in to us, and we look forward to 2022.
Yes. Brilliant. As I say, a little bit disappointing news, but also extremely good news that y'all will have it for the next 3 years after this year is over. And that's great news.